Chapter 7, The Secret to Health. Dr. John Hagelin, quantum physicist and public policy expert.
Our body is really the product of our thoughts. We're beginning to understand in medical science the degree to which the nature of thoughts and emotions actually determines the physical substance and structure and function of our bodies.
Dr. John DeMartini.
We've known in the healing arts of a placebo effect. A placebo is something that supposedly has no impact and no effect on the body, like a sugar pill or something. You tell the patient that this is just as effective. And what happens is the placebo has the same effect, if not greater effect, than sometimes the medication is supposed to be designed for that effect. So they found out that the human mind is the biggest factor in the healing arts, more so than sometimes the medication.
As you are becoming aware of the magnitude of the secret, you will begin to see more clearly the underlying truth of certain occurrences in humankind, including in the area of health. The placebo effect is a powerful phenomenon. When patients think and truly believe the tablet is a cure, they will receive what they believe and they will be cured.
Dr. John DeMartini.
If somebody is in a situation where they're sick and they have an alternative to try to explore what is in their mind creating it versus using medicine, if it's an acute situation that could really bring death to them, then obviously the medicine is a wise thing to do while they explore what the mind is about. So you don't want to negate medicine. Every form of healing has a place.
Healing through the mind can work harmoniously with medicine. If pain is involved, then medicine can help to eliminate that pain, which then allows the person to be able to focus with great force on health. Thinking perfect health is something anybody can do privately within themselves, no matter what is happening around them.
Lisa Nichols.
The universe is a masterpiece of abundance. When you open yourself up to feel the abundance of the universe, you'll experience wonder, the joy, the bliss. You'll experience all the great things that the universe has for you. Good health, good wealth, good nature. When you shut yourself off with negative thoughts, you'll feel the discomfort. You'll feel the aches. You'll feel the pain. You'll feel as if every day is painful to get through.
Dr. Ben Johnson, physician, author, and leader in energy healing.
We've got 1,000 different diagnoses and disease out there. They're just the weak link. They're all the result of one thing, stress. And you put enough stress on the chain, you put enough stress on the system, and one of the links breaks.
All stress begins with one negative thought. One thought that went unchecked, and then more thoughts came and more, until stress manifested. The effect is stress, but the cause was negative thinking, and it all began with one little negative thought. No matter what you might have manifested, you can change it with one small positive thought and then another.
Dr. John DeMartini.
Our physiology creates disease to give us feedback, to let us know we have an imbalanced perspective and we're not loving and we're not grateful. So the body's signs and symptoms are not something terrible.
Dr. DeMartini is telling us that love and gratitude will dissolve all negativity in our lives, no matter what form it has taken. Love and gratitude can part seas, move mountains, and create miracles. And love and gratitude can dissolve any disease.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Question is frequently asked is when a person has manifested a disease in their body temple or some kind of discomfort in their life, through the power of right thinking, can it be turned around? And the answer is absolutely yes.
Laughter is the best medicine. Kathy Goodman, a personal story.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I truly believed in my heart, with my strong faith, that I was already healed. During the day, all day long, I would just say thank you for my healing. On and on and on I went, thank you for my healing. I believed in my heart I was healed. I saw myself as if cancer was never in my body. One of the things I did to heal myself was to watch very funny movies. That's all we would do is just laugh, laugh, laugh. We couldn't afford to put any stress in my life because we knew stress was one of the worst things you can do while you're trying to heal yourself. From the time I was diagnosed to the time I was healed was approximately 3 months. And that's without radiation and chemotherapy.
This beautiful and inspiring story from Kathy Goodman demonstrates three magnificent powers in operation. The power of gratitude to heal, the power of faith to receive, and the power of laughter and joy to dissolve disease in our bodies. Kathy was inspired to include laughter as part of her healing after hearing about the story of Norman Cousins. Norman had been diagnosed with an incurable disease. The doctors told him he had just a few months to live. Norman decided to heal himself. For 3 months, all he did was watch funny movies and laugh, laugh, laugh. The disease left his body in those 3 months, and the doctors proclaimed his recovery a miracle. As he laughed, Norman released all negativity and he released the disease. Laughter really is the best medicine.
Dr. Ben Johnson.
Well, we come with a basic program. It's called self-healing. You get a wound, it grows back together. You get a bacterial infection, the immune system comes and takes care of those bacteria and heals it up. The immune system is made to heal itself.
Bob Proctor.
Disease cannot live in a body that's in a healthy emotional state. Your body is casting off millions of cells every second, and it's creating millions of new cells.
Dr. John Hagelin.
In fact, literally, parts of our body are replaced every day. Other parts take a few months, other parts a couple of years. But within a few years, we have a brand new physical body.
If our